Blog Talk Radio.
Don't cut the fucking check.
Hey,
money did the fucking track.
On the menu, even when I'm mad at friends, I'm bad, I still defend you. Let's not pretend.
center. Act like we hate each other. Cause in this fight that we're facing, we need to pray together. Want us to stay together, but my organs are torn. In my heart, I still feel, but my mind has moved on. I don't know where we going, we just drift in the sea. But like the saying goes, what's meant to be will be. Heaven only knows, God sent you to me. But in this moment of chaos, we gotta say our peace. Peace. You still love me though, right? But it's life.
Where are we going? Why are we blowing down? Where are you going? We should be growing now.
But we're growing apart.
These niggas lie, they eyes only tell me truth. Yo, bitch, she's my piece on the side. She probably gonna tell me too, so reveal yourself. Hater, kill yourself. You already been to hell, me too. Where I come from, guns come young. Son, we fly and we stealthy too.
Hold up! She call us with your eyes, featuring that boy Ayo. It's the student, the mixtape. Watch out for that girl Prada. DJ Steel, official cosign. Let's go.
Listen. Truth is, these niggas lie. They eyes only tell me truth. Yo, bitch, she's my piece on the side. She probably gonna tell me too, so reveal yourself. Hater, kill yourself. You already been to hell, me too. Where I come from, guns come young. Son, we fly and we stealthy too. When young guns come undone, run quick. Probably be a healthy move. You follow me? I've been feeling a lot of heat. I've been feeling you watching me. You gambling with your life. Buying tickets to the homicide lottery. And I'ma win big. I dance on your grave and invite the other haters to the shindig. Tell the wolves come dig in. It's a trap, it's a rap. In a snap, your cover collapse. Crew gone, you won't get none of them back. My crew on you, every one of them strapped. Confess your sins and maybe your God will save you. When you dealing with restless men, don't let your eyes betray you. Ayo.
It's too hot for your aim to reach. These niggas ain't hard as me not. But I be damned if it stop hit. Now we're running switching deals for a pair. Feed a meal with the 16 water whipping pot hit. Hit the booth for the drop, yeah, yeah. Something strange to your lean about to pop off. Give a fuck about a nigga with his top off. Skit so I'm aiming at free brain. With free range, you're looking like a target, I'm a knockoff. High school swear they pay no attention. Cold hot fuck feeling submission. Switch lanes to the road of redemption. Forgive them. Keep loose chains for the pot that they pissed. Rolling with a bitch named Karma. Even dope boys up when they armor. Streets made me a weapon with lessons. Their books couldn't teach me how to intellect charm, yeah. Side no sentiments to the state far. No time for the game but to play hard. Cause everybody got sweat. Throw it in the bag. How the fuck you niggas ballin' when they walk far?
All right, 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 all right.
Yeah, you
We are in the building most definitely. Hey, happy Monday. Welcome to Damn, This Should Be Interesting. Hey, how you guys doing, man? Happy Monday. We hope everybody's having a progressive Monday flow. I know y'all saw that on our page. We trying to ensure that you have some money in your pocket. We want you to keep it progressive and keep your money flowing, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're here to talk about this evening on Damn, This Should Be Interesting. We got a question for y'all tonight. Our hot topic is kind of serious, so we want y'all to put on y'all serious hats, whatever that looks like. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're asking about tonight. Does self-expression, or better yet, can self-expression, can it ruin your resume? Can it help your resume? You know, what is self-expression? What can it do? Either it can help you or it can hurt you. That's what we want to know tonight at the Job House. Does self-expression hurt or help your resume? That's our topic tonight. Of course, we got a hot topic, and we got the best and brightest in LGBTQ music. We're going to go around and introduce ourselves this Monday as we do every Monday. I am at Solo Flows.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at I Mean.
I'm at Cali Bud 3.
I'm at Ann Streams.
And I'm at Dr. J Money.
And we are in the building, man. And we got some questions for y'all tonight. We had y'all coming in with that good LGBTQ music, How Bosses Do, Growing Apart in Your Eyes by Prada. Shout out to that Skylight Music family, man. Yeah, so we want to know tonight, man. We're going to go into Dr. J's word of the day, and then we're going to start this conversation. You know, everybody in this room got something to say. You know, everybody's employed, different jobs, different qualifications. So we're going to go around and we're going to talk about that. And what looks professional to you? You know what I'm saying? How's your resume looking? That's the question. Is self-expression helping or hurting your resume? If you got tattoos, if you got piercings, if you got dreadlocks, if you got, you know, anything, you could have a bald head that's blonde or dyed or whatever, you know, does this help or hurt your resume? In the business world, is this a good or a bad thing? In your line of work, does it work? Maybe, maybe not. Call in and let us know tonight. We're going to pass it over to Dr. J as she gives you her word of the day.
What's up with y'all? Dr. J, you know, everybody has a different perspective on life and on how they view things and how they think the world should be and what color drawers you should wear on Monday and what kind of weed you should smoke on Tuesday. But just because everybody has a different perspective does not mean that everybody's perspective is right. So, Dr. J's word of the day is perspective. It's basically how you view things. Dr. J's word of the day.
Okay, Dr. J's word of the day sure puts some things in perspective. That's just, you know what I mean? That's just clear cut. You know, your perspective, how you see things. You know, you might have a boss who has no problem with you self-expressing. You know, you could come in, if you work at a tattoo shop, it might be different than if you worked at a corporate office. Do we make decisions in our lives that might keep us from being employed or helping us gain employment? I know that there's a lot of trends that's going on right now that might make a boss or two question their decision upon hiring folks. Some people see it as self-expression. Other people see it as a bad decision, you know, to bring you on to the job site. So we want to hear from some callers, man. We definitely want to hear from our damn audience. We want to know, like, what do you think professional is? You know, is self-expression worth the sacrifice? Is self-expression welcomed wherever you work? You know, how important is it to you to get paid over being able to express yourself? So we want to see if any of our damn cast want to talk about this a little bit. and make some points here. Okay, we gonna go. Wow. Okay, all we gotta have. Okay, we gonna go what I mean, and we gonna go ahead and take it around. I mean.
Hey everyone, I mean, and I just want to say hello. Hi. First, before I start anything. Okay, now to this topic, I really think that nowadays, with this newer generation, things are a lot different from what it used to be. Whereas we, you know, to get a job back then, you would have to wear like tights and, you know, 3-inch little square heels and black shoes and, you know, stuff like that. And your nails really, really short. Now you can wear long nails and pointy nails. How do you type with that? How do you do anything with that, really? Oh, then again, there's no typing nowadays like that. There's phones. Anyways, my thing is, I think the rap game is influencing everyone's self-expression even more today. Because, well, example, someone from my past tattooed his face with teardrops. Eyedrops, teardrops. Anyways, he tattooed his face with teardrops. He has two on one side, and he has a bullet on top of his eyebrow. And I was just thinking to myself, yeah, Lil Wayne did that, but, you know, he doesn't have to work a day in his life for no one else, you know?
Yeah.
You know, he got money to survive, but what are you going to do, you know? You're probably fucked out here now, so... You should probably think about that next time, you know, you think that it's a good idea to tattoo your face. Okay.
What's up, y'all? This is Dreams. I'm going to have to say I agree with what I mean. If you're not an entertainer, then please do not tattoo your face because self-expression does kill the resume. Speaking from experience, I'm a stud. So when I go to my interview, I'm not putting on the heels and the dresses and the slacks and stuff like that. So I have been in situations where the way I choose to express myself, it did kill my resume. I didn't get jobs because of it. I remember being at a job where they told me that the way I was dressing was bothering people because I dress more masculine. So I can imagine if I had tattoos on my face, my resume would be dead, buried. You know what I'm saying? So... you do have to be careful when you go into establishments, you know, with how you present yourself and the things that you choose to wear. Now, if you're in the hair business, makeup, entertainment, some type of artistry, like Imeen said, then you good. You can express yourself any kind of way. But if you're not in that industry, then don't expect to get hired with tattoos on your face because especially depending on what field you go in, people are going to be afraid of that. They're going to think that you're going to give the agency or wherever – you know, you're working at a bad name, and you are representing their company. So it's very important. You know, I would recommend that people, unless you know for sure you're going to make it, then don't tattoo your face and all of that. Keep it to a point to where you can kind of cover it up and then, you know, do you on the side.
What's up, y'all? Dr. J. You know, I posted a picture earlier on Facebook of how I choose to go to work. I also posted it on Snapchat. Those of you people that have Snapchat, feel free to add me, Dr. J Money. So while at work, I like to wear my hair up in a ponytail as opposed to when I'm off work, I wear it down. I wear my hair up because I was told that when my hair is up, it's more feminine. I look more approachable as opposed to when my hair is down. And my coworker told me that, and she know who I am. She know what I'm about. I'm a stud. She get it. And she wasn't saying it to be mean or anything like that. She was just like, oh, I like your hair like that. You should wear it like that more often. So it just had me thinking like, oh, I wonder if other people have thought this and just didn't say anything. So since then, I've been wearing it in a ponytail, and I've gotten a lot of compliments. So I guess that means I'm doing the right thing. And I agree with everybody else. But not only do you need to watch the tattoos on your face, but you need to watch the piercings on your face. You need to watch the tattoos on your hands, your legs, things that can be visible when you wear clothing that's summertime appropriate. Because I'm pretty sure you're not going to be in long sleeve shirts and pants all the time. So you just need to be careful with what you choose to do and how you represent yourself.
What's up, y'all? Cali Bud here. I will just let everybody know real quick why certain self-expression, you know, can't kill your resume. I don't think, as far as, you know, a lot of people I know have been discriminated against hair-wise, you know, obviously color-wise and things like that, but as far as personal expression and things like that, like tattoos and such, you got to think about not yourself, but you got to think about when you're going to work for a company, you are a part of their brand. You're representing, you know, you're represented by them. So you got to think about if you were in a crew and somebody came into your crew that was not, you know, the same appropriate way that you want, you wouldn't want somebody representing you that's different. You know what I'm saying? It's all about how you represent yourself. And when you join a company, whether it's KFC or, you know, you join the Trump crew, you know what I'm saying? You got to represent yourself in a manner to where it's appropriate. If you go into a Fortune 500 company and you got your pants sagging and you ain't even got on a tie, you shouldn't even think that you are going to get this job just based on what you can be the smartest person in the world, have all the ideas, all the right answers, but nobody's going to hear you like that. And it's all about a brand. It's all about how you're represented. These young people today is kind of losing that interest. It's kind of like people are fighting for their self-expression more, and they should be fighting more to get a job, I think, to be able to, you know what I'm saying? It's cool, and I think I mean hit on, you know what I'm saying, hit it right there when she said that this hip-hop game is lightweight influencing, not just, you know, it's hip-hop, it's influencing our young people, because a lot of young people want to be, you know, they see this fast money, they see this, you know what I'm saying, they see this way of life and this lifestyle, and they don't see people working hard, and they don't see no type of, you know what I mean, and I was watching NBA Game Time, you know, that's one of my favorite shows, you know what I'm saying, and Shaq was saying something real important. He was saying, you know, all these rappers are talking about keeping it real and, you know, doing this and doing that, keeping it real, showing where you came from, knowing that them basketball players, to get where they got to go, before every game, they have to wear a suit and tie. They have to wear no sneakers. They have, when they got drafted, you cannot wear, you know what I'm saying, you had to be a brand, you had to be at a certain standpoint in your life, you had to have a certain attire. And now these rappers are talking about when they made it, they showing these young kids that they don't show them that part. They don't show them the part
where
they get up and get right and get ready for the interview and get ready for the draft. They just showing them the get real. You know what I'm saying? They just showing them the nice cars and all that other bullshit. So I think people that have a lot of money nowadays, not just rappers, but it's just entertainers, are really influencing our young people and I think seeing them in the wrong direction. You know what I'm saying? So I think that in that self-expression, I think people need to kind of just, you know, try to get a standpoint. Parents need to get a standpoint on their children and start teaching them mannerisms and start teaching them back to the old days. Wear a tie if you a young man. You know what I'm saying? If you a woman, you don't got to wear a slip. I ain't talking about wearing a slip, going back that far back and wearing slips and stockings. But be approachable. You don't go into an interview wearing a mini skirt and your titties popping out. That's not appropriate. You know what I'm talking about? It's nice to look at for the gentlemen to be able to see, probably, but it's not appropriate. You feel me? So just get with the program, man. It's all about the brand, man. It's all about representing yourself.
You know, also, I just wanted to say, you're really limiting yourself when you do things such as that, when you pierce your face and you tattoo yourself in invisible places. You're limiting yourself to the jobs that Dreams were saying, you know, about you're limiting yourself to artistic jobs, and not only that, but really, if you're not doing artistic jobs, if you're not an artistic person, what else can you do with tattoos on your face or pierce? What, sell drugs? What? Really, what is what I'm saying? So, you're, like I said, you're limiting yourself to to different to statistics and however you say it, I'm sorry, standards, the standards. And when you do that, you don't what's the word I'm looking for?
Expand your horizons.
Yeah, you don't expand your horizons when you limit yourself, which means you put yourself in a bubble, and where do you go from there? Nowhere. You know, your life is over when you tattoo your face. I'm just going to say it. Your life is over. Kill yourself.
Oh, no.
We're not
going to
tell anybody to kill themselves.
No, I just
okay.
said it. I mean kill
yourself.
I mean said kill yourself. I mean said kill yourself because you tattooed your face. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean the saying kill yourself, but we don't mean that here at the station. That's not a whole view of the DTSBI family. I mean says she means it, but she's definitely making a great point when it comes to those first impressions mean everything. And a lot of times we might not understand, but before people speak a word to us, they have looked us up and down and checked out our aesthetics to kind of make judgments upon us, because that's just a human thing. You know, people do make judgments. They see you, they judge. It's just natural. So, yeah, so we're going to try to keep it straight and give y'all a slice of that straight pie. Yeah.
Is that Raquel's, Woody?
Why you see beef?
I look at myself in the mirror and I say, nigga, this ain't you.
Not you.
Don't cop that gun, put the mask down, cause nigga, that ain't you.
Not you.
All my life, bitch, I've been broke. I'd rather be rich than live like post. Smoke this weed, then move in slow-mo. Swing my dreads and spit that real. Turned off for what, nigga, fuck being chill. I'ma get it how I live, 504, and that's N-O. To the day that I geo. Holly Grove at the bottom of the map from the ghetto. Hello. And don't fuck with me, I go ham on a beat. I'ma walk by and I ain't gon' speak, cause a nigga ain't friends. And if I can't live rich, then I'd rather die. Half of these niggas out here, man, they straight pie. Lying on your dick, bitch, you straight pie. Lying, talking about fucking hoes, you straight pie. And you ain't got no guns, bitch, you straight pie. You ain't about that life, but I'm about this life. Fuck with me and I'll fuck your wife. You a lie, you a lie, I can see it in your eyes again. You fuck with me, I have your kids calling me poppy, mommy, your bitch calling me baby, baby. Lying on your dick, bitch, you straight pie, straight pie. Lying, talking about fucking hoes, you straight pie, straight pie. And you ain't got no guns, bitch, you straight pie, straight pie. We know you ain't about that life, bitch, you a straight pie, straight pie. Shout out to all them real bitches and them real guys. They ain't never pie, why nigga gotta lie? Nigga took a charge for a bitch, nigga, that's fucked up and that ain't right. Now this nigga, he on his second strike. Third strike and he's facing life. These niggas out here, these bitch niggas, they all strike. Flash their ass with a bunch of knife. Bitch, you know you ain't right. How these pussy niggas sleep at night? You a lie, you a lie, you ain't nothing but a straight pie. Tryna be like that guy. These hoes too, easy for a nigga to run through. Fuck over you, turn around and again, that nigga gon' do you. You think that nigga give a fuck about you? You? And you think Eric Hill give a fuck about you? Yo, dumb, dumb, look at Blues Clues. Ari Kell's in the city, giving these bitches the blues. I'm too high for all this shit. I'm too drunk to fuck this bitch, but I'ma still fuck your bitch and sell that hoe, got no sense. And if I can't live rich, then I'd rather die. Half of the niggas out here, man, they straight pie. Lying on your dick, bitch, you straight pie. Lying, talking about fucking hoes, you straight pie. And you ain't got no guns, bitch, you straight pie. You ain't about that life, but I'm about this life. Fuck with me and I'll fuck your wife. You a lie, you a lie, I can see it in your eyes again. You fuck with me, I have your kids calling me poppy, mommy, your bitch calling me baby, baby. Lying on your dick, bitch, you straight pie, straight pie. Lying, talking about fucking hoes, you straight pie, straight pie. And you ain't got no guns, bitch, you straight pie, straight pie. We know you ain't about that life, bitch, you a straight pie, straight pie. Lying on your dick, bitch, you straight pie, straight pie. Lying, talking about fucking hoes, you straight pie, straight pie. And you ain't got no guns, bitch, you straight pie, straight pie. We know you ain't about that life, bitch, you a straight pie, straight pie. Nigga, you a straight five. Bitch, you a straight five.
here we go. Little something different for the difference. Trying to make a difference. Here we go. Little something different for the difference. Trying to make a difference. Same shit. New day. And I'm just trying to make a way about it. Got it. Same shit. New pay. And I'm just trying to make a way about it. Got it. The world's so confusing. Catch 22. You know we all hypocrites. Hypocrites. That's why I never judge. I never judge. We're all a little foolish. 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 Ain't nothing new up under the sun. All that shit you say you're doing, it's already been done. So don't claim that you change in the rap game. Stay in your lane. You ain't nothing but a season. I was born in spring, so you can fall back. Blow sore season. Y'all lanes getting salty. No taste, no place in the game for females in the game. So fuck y'all niggas. It's the rappers in this thing. It's so unfortunate that we ain't getting a piece of the pie that we've been baking for so long. So we making our own road, paving our own path, achieving our own goals. Say it ain't so. Truth will always come to the light. And Helena be the name. Check the definition. I am the light. Come to the light. Here we go. A little something different for the difference. Trying to make a difference. Here we go. A little something different for the difference. Trying to make a difference.
About 2015 and we all got dreams. Shout out to women of worth, true tomboy supporters that cling. I'm trying to flap my wings. Tired of being a caged bird that sings. Flipping dreams into reality, creating wealth, addicts that fiends. But what we bring, good music, come to the light and get blinded by beams. Cause we stay shining, correction, we brightening up the industry. Shit, this my ministry, I'm preaching to whoremongers and killers. Adulterers, stealing motherfuckers and dope dealers. Don't judge me, you sitting in churches so you thinking you above me. Nah, nigga, you just covering your shit up and wishing that you was me. So that brings envy, mixing with a little hate, you got homicidal and drink. Haters, bladders, don't feel, vomit, spill out their mouths over sink while we chill. Yeah. Cause over time, washed out rappers will be wiped out. And left standing will be different, demanding more than they can hand out. We stand out, untouchable, yeah that's no doubt. And I push to be heard and respected, it's touching more than we can count. It's touching more than we can count. Something different for the difference to make a difference.
Here we go, a little something different for the difference, trying to make a difference. Here we go, a little something different for the difference,
okay.
Trying to make a difference.
Clever thoughts, baby, different shit, and I ain't talking to change. I'm talking pop, Malcolm X, the leaders of world change. For the triumph through the riots and the madness of everyday strain. Pledge allegiance, my alliance, we're reliance, we unstoppable trains. Real talk, y'all, I think that it's time to recapture. Bring it back to before access to the time that there was actual passion. Now rappers whack on whack to the max where the label can't even go platinum. Everybody go clone, get stones, spread it wrong, I mean, what the hell happened? I love this music, but sometimes I can't listen to it. It's disappointing, just annoying, who employed this nuisance? They took it out form of expression and left the youth in ruins. It's time to snatch it back and show them that we really do this. No need to search, stop the shifting, stop and listen. This the vision, we the women, and we aim to make a difference. Our latest message, so I guess that means we under construction. Late nights and early mornings, we hustle, just know we coming.
And
Snapchat.
Just
send
him your music video.
Man, this.
Have you on Snapchat.
Man, you must understand. Please understand that your DTSBI family have a wonderful time every Monday, man. We get together and get real maniacal. Six maniacs. Now, I just want to say again, you know, on this show, we don't censor stuff. You know what I'm saying? We don't have it to where you have to read between the lines or, you know.
I don't know how to do that.
We're not clear on what we're saying. We're very clear here. And we're censor-free, and we say what's on our mind. And we have six different ways of thinking, and boy, does it show sometimes.
Like you can die if you have a tattoo.
Yeah, like, I mean, just, you know, bitted a whole bunch of people born by ours. I'm saying to y'all gangsters, I'm cool with you. I ain't got no problem with you, boo. You tattooing your face? Go ahead with your bad self. Go ahead. I mean, but I'm going to tell you, as Solo Flows, and I'm just going to be absolutely honest with you, a trend is something that's supposed to pass. Tattoos are permanent. I don't know if people knew that. But I just thought I'd say something just in case we forgot or maybe thought they were going to rub off or when we start aging and they start dropping.
You know what I can't stand? I can't stand tattoos of where you from, right? Like in detail, like someone put 164. San Leandro, you know, Avenue on their arm. Like,
right.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do with that?
It kind of reminds me of this thing that annoys me. And it's, you know what? It's none of my business. And it shouldn't even annoy me, but it does. It bothers me when people get license plates personalized with the name of the car. Like, TK's Mazda. We fucking see it's a Mazda. Mazda has already put it on there. Why the fuck would you do it again? Like, I just don't understand poster people. But, you know, I want to say, as someone who has taught as a profession, I can say that it's, I wouldn't advise tattoos anywhere visible. And this is just my advice. I'm not saying that I have anything against it. If you have a job that doesn't mind it, then that's fine. But I think sometimes people, you know, things do get trendy and, you know, people don't realize that we're older a lot longer than we're younger. So sometimes decisions we make. Well, let me just say this. Have you ever seen an old person's tattoo?
Yeah.
When it looks like if it used to say, I love you, now it looks like it says,
I
still
have not been able to see an old person's tattoo.
I
see it every day.
So What do you see every day, Callie
Bud? Well, I work with old people. I work in a retirement community, and they got these white people got their own, rich white people got their own community, and it's just like a retired musicians, FBI agents, such and such, whatever. And every day I see, you know, like one particular, he was in the Marines, and he has a big tank. Well, what it used to be of a big tank on his forearm, and he's a very muscular dude now. He's still muscular, old man. He's early 70s. Now the tank looks like a rock. You know what I'm saying? And I had to ask him what it was, and I actually seen another woman who had a pinup girl on her leg, elderly woman. and it looks like the now it looks like it looks like a big ruffle dress. The lady, this is like a pinup girl's wearing a ruffle dress because her legs are all.
It's just you know when you get tattoos, you know just think about. You know, but some tattoos are going to be cool for your look. I've seen also older people with cool tattoos that still look cool today. You know what I'm saying? I have seen that as well, like on their arms or on their necks and stuff and stuff like that. But just really think about when I'm 70, is this going to look the same? What I'm going to do? And your life changes over, like, a lot of time. Like, over, like, 50 years, your life changes. You go through a lot of different changes.
Well, what if you just wake up and, like, realize that you followed someone who was bored?
Right.
Right.
Exactly. And this is the only reason they did this. And you're a joke, and so are they. But the joke is on you because they're rich. And you have tried, like... That's like me, you know. I would love to go outside and get in the beast, you know, that car Obama got. I would love to go get in the beast. However, I am not in a beast. I am in a family sedan, and I have to know and understand that.
I don't discourage
self-expression, but I'm going to be honest about something as well. It matters racially as well, okay? We know that there's racial bias in employment. We know that. Sometimes we know about people with certain names being refused before they even get interviews and such and such. It could be the same thing with the way you look, you know, a young black male with tattoos all over, including his face. I don't see, you know, a business job happening. You know, I don't see too many opportunities coming his way, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? Now, if the same guy was white, I know he would have, you know, his opportunities would be less, but he would probably have more than the black male with tattoos on his face. You know, and that's just being realistic, too, within the confines of the world in which we live. You know, it's nothing wrong at all. We have no problem with people expressing themselves, but there's a time and a place for everything. Even how you dress, how you carry yourself. You know, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you dress for success? You know, or are you going out into the world with your pajamas on, uncombed hair,
just seen that at one point.
House slippers.
I mean, but sometimes you got to make a quick run.
I know,
right.
Happen.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's cool, but you're just not going
to
run into no job.
You got to interview and look for jobs like that. But you might need to just...
You
know,
I don't know, but maybe one day you might run into somebody from your, like your boss or not even your boss, but somebody that just interviewed you and is already thinking about giving you a position.
And then if you think about it, when you think about just etiquette, though, just being in the world, like my mom explained it to me in a way in which it was really harsh, but I understood it. She was like, who wants to think that you're in the same stuff that you was in the bed in? Like, who wants to think that you're walking around the grocery store with the same stuff that you've been had, you know, in your bed overnight? And older people, they think that way. If you look at older people in the middle of the day, 11 o'clock, when we in our pajamas, we looking tired, their pants pressed, their clothes, you know what I'm saying? They looking good. Checkbooks out, they ready to go. It's just because they have a certain etiquette about themselves. And I think with us as a generation, it's kind of hard to tell because we got from sagging to skinny jeans.
You know, that's kind of weird though, so low, because I ain't gonna lie, like I rolled out of bed the other day and kind of just had to run to the store real quick, and my sweats, my tee was kind of, you know, wrinkled up. But then I'm thinking like, shit, I got this money in my pocket. I'm getting it, man. I ain't even worried. I don't care what nobody talking about. That was my mind frame. You know what I'm saying? But
I think it is, you know, you do have to put a little bit of care into yourself. It's not cool to be doing that every day, and I'm for sure not going to work like that. But then I also had a certain type of arrogance about myself, even though I wasn't looking good, because at the same time, it's like, you know what I'm saying, I know I got, you know, fits, my J's in the closet, money in my pocket, so I'm like, I don't give a fuck what nobody's talking about right now. So, you know what I'm saying? But at some point, you do got to give a fuck about something, you know?
I mean, you know, again, it's a personal choice.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, you just dress for success. You know what I'm saying? Like, you try your best to do your best. You know, we're not going to be perfect. We're going to all fall short. And we're going to have days where, we know, we just got to run out or whatever. But for the most part, you want to try your best to stay in a position to receive. Stay in a position to get opportunities, you know, and when you're ready, you're prepared, you're looking good, then you're ready for that. Just like if you work at a tattoo shop, tattoos on your face might be it might add to your resume. You know what I'm saying? It might be, you know, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? But we know it's only so many jobs like that, so we have to, I'm sure we have more people than artists having this, so we just want people to understand that there could always be consequences, you know, to our decisions.
I would also like to say that women, please be careful with what you do with your makeup and your eyelashes and those fingernails, because, I mean, it's cute when you go into the club and whatnot, but to have the long-ass eyelashes where you can't see or, you know, can't really be seen, or the extra thick eyebrows that you've been painted on with the eyeshadow and all. It's good when you at the club, but when you go into your interview, you need to be a little bit more presentable.
Less
on fleek. Less on fleek. They okay to be shaped up.
It ain't cool to be on the interview.
You know what? And watch the earrings, too, because the big-ass earrings might not be too, you know, clang, 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 too much.
I went to get this job that I'm not going to say, I don't like to dress up, I mean, all the time, like, I'm not a real dolled up girl, so I went and got this job at Love Culture, a boutique type store, you know, like Forever 21, that type, and when I went there, I did doll up, you know, you got to do extra, like, put on eyelashes and have your eyebrows on fleek, you know, so,
not too much.
Yeah.
You got 50 colors going on.
I got the job, needless to say, I got the job. Every day after that, I felt like maybe I could just be myself and dress the way I want to dress. Not dress the way I want to dress. Of course, dress appropriate. But every time I came, they said, oh, well, you need to dress it up a little bit more. Like, you need to add the scarf, or you need to, like, extra. Like, oh, you need to wear these type of earrings, and you need to wear some type of color right here, or put a flower in your hair. I'm just like, what the hell? Why do I have to do this? I don't want to do this. What? I don't like this. You have to wear heels. What? Why? Why do I need to wear heels right now?
Because it is a love culture.
I don't know.
It is a love culture.
Where I was coming to work in necessary attire for, I guess I didn't realize it, you know, for a regular job, I was coming dressed appropriately. But this was the boutique type. So
this was love culture.
A lot more.
It is different.
I didn't realize the qualifications for a different job.
Yes, it is. They needed you to be sexy.
Right.
They needed you to come in and
right.
spread the love
if
culture.
My hair was done, like the way they think, like if I decided to just wake up one day and just brush it into a ponytail, you know, real slick, like, they would still be like, oh, you didn't do your hair today.
Man, let me tell you, if I walked in Victoria's Secret, I mean, just shopping for my wife, no other reason, but just shopping for my wife, that's it, shopping for my wife, That's the only reason I ever be a Victoria's Secret, except for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good. I don't want to walk in Victoria's Secret and don't see her with her secrets out. I need to see her secrets.
What? Well, why?
I don't care when I go in that store. Thank you. Man, it's like I have issues when I go into like a toy store, you know, like a women's sex store, and I look around and I'm having a great time, you know, and then I turn around and it's,
you know what?
It's just.
Now that you said that, I think if you went into a store like that and you seen a sexy motherfucker, I think that they would distract you from what you went in there to do. I think if you went in there into a sex store or into Victoria's Secret and seen an ugly girl saying, "Can I help you out with something?" You'd be like, "Yeah, bitch, help me out with something. Hurry up."
You're going to be in
exactly,
and out.
In and out. Thank you.
But yeah, rich girls, man, you're going to spend all your money.
And you're going to forget
yeah,
everything
like,
oh, yeah,
you
went in there for.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Why,
and you know
what
yeah.
I'm
conversations after conversations.
Let me tell y'all. Let me tell y'all what I do. I go in these places. These people do, they dress for success. This self-expression is good for their resume with me. When I go in there with 100 ones wrapped up in like $100 bill, a couple 50s and some 20s, I go up in there with bands. They think I'm balling. I pull that out before I even talk to them, right? They doing what they supposed to do. They coming. Everywhere they come, right? Not like that.
Oh.
Right. You know? But, yeah. So, but I'm saying, I feel like, let me get back to the proper attire. It makes me, it promotes me to buy something.
Oh, yeah.
It influences me to get my baby some lip gloss. Yeah. And some of them underwear. Yeah.
Some days where I did dress up at Love Culture, like really dressed up, like one of the days I was feeling it, I did make a lot of sales. Like,
yeah, see, we're in a. We are, once you put. I mean, we're.
I think I made a couple of men and
we're all prostitutes. Okay.
Oh.
Just tell
what?
The truth. We're all prostitutes. Everybody that punches the clock is a whore. You're a whore.
That's
if you punch the clock, you're a whore.
No.
And if the clock is your pimp.
No.
Now, the thing is, what are you going to do? Where is your pimp? Is your pimp one who, is your pimp one who takes care of his stable? You can come however you want. Bullet holes, stab wounds, whatever you want. He's good with it. He ain't tripping. Juicy J, can't. Okay?
Callie says he's self-employed.
Wait, Callie, you got a pimp too. He's a 70-year-old man. And arm music like a tank. And now I look like a rock. That's your pimp. All right? So, the thing is, what we're asking tonight. Well, self-expression, does it hurt your resume? You know what I'm saying? And now we're all coming to the realization that it's a setting, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a picture up here, the Queen Nubia she put up here, older lady with fresh tats. We see you. Oh, we see you all on the page. Y'all say, what's up, Queen Nubia?
Hey, Queen.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, Queen Nubia, she got it looking fresh. Okay, we stand corrected. She got us looking fresh, you know what I'm saying? Have some folks follow behind you and let us know what it is. Put us in our place so we can know and so we can understand. Man, this Californication got me floating.
You feel me, though?
Yeah. But
wow.
Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you something. Now, if you or a stripper, and you come to work in the suit, you'll get fired.
No, you can come to work in a suit. It's just making sure you gotta take it
off. Everybody like, oh shit.
Don't come off, your ass is fine.
Yeah, you better not have on too many layers. That's true, but I have some.
Damn, how do strippers go to interviews, though? Like, what do you wear to a stripper interview?
Nipple tassels.
Boy,
man, y'all, listen.
And how do you call to ask about the job?
Like, are you trying to be a stripper?
No, I'm just saying, like, this
you're asking a lot of questions.
Do y'all have a poll available?
Right.
You know what, y'all? Check this out. I looked around, and we are having so much fun that we only have 3 minutes left.
Oh, my God. Man, so
it got real up in here, and we didn't get to get our callers. And just, we were bad this evening. We really apologize. We had a lot to say and do. Dr. J going to take us out with her word of the day.
I'm going to do the quotes real quick. To be beautiful means to be yourself. You don't need to be accepted by others. You need to accept yourself. Dr. J's quote of the night.
Hey, man, we high as fuck over here, man. We got a lot of fucking weed over here, bro. I got some dark-ass tree from none of your fucking business. Nah, I'm just playing. I love y'all. I'm just a Cali Bud just fucking with y'all. But we are high as hell. Cali Bud, straight in the week. You know, I'm old school purple, man. I've been messing with everybody think they got cookies out here, but they don't. So we just going with the old school dark purple out here for Cali Bud, straight in the week, man. Like I said, man, hit us up, man. Let us know, man. If you got any strands that I want to, that you want me to try, any one of my goofy ass castmates, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up, man. 347-324-3853. We here every Monday night, man. Greatest LGBTQ podcast in the nation, right here. Hit us up for past shows on blogtalkradio.com/DMTSDI. You can hit us up on our personal Twitters. I'm at CaliBud3. She's at IME. She's at 220 Media. She's at Solo Flows. At Dr. J Money, at Ends Dreams, man. We here every week. Y'all check out that Ustream account, man, every first Monday of the Monday. That's next week. We got a great show. We hitting y'all with some hard shit, man. Tune in. We love y'all. Peace out.
Do for Versace, huh? What you gonna do for your pocket, huh? What you gonna do for the change in that wallet? You gonna give it all up just for a little bit? Guala, 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 guala. Okay, I see you gon' get it by any means. Just for 4 bucks, bitch, you would do anything. She gon' keep on shaking till it's dollars like centipedes. We two different breeds, it's just a trinity. I'm a ball out from a simple bitch, sitting on. Money falling, bitches running like a Flintstones. She wanna dance, so she ain't got no clothes on. Close your legs, bitch, you fucking up the ozone. What you gon' do for Versace? What you gon' do for your pocket? What you gon' do for the change in that wallet? You gon' give it all up just for a little bit? Guala, guala.